This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
We were supposed to have Mike Golic Jr. on a little bit earlier. We welcome him in right now. Mike Golic Jr., of course, analyst for DraftKings, and this on the heels of the NFL draft taking place tomorrow night. But, Mike, I do want to start. First of all, thank you for taking the time to call. We appreciate it. I do want to start with the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Your thoughts on this historic day for the New York Jets getting Aaron Rodgers to be their quarterback.
You know what? I could say I'm glad that there's, like, the excitement in the voice there, because I know – for a lot of people, I'm great friends with Stu Gotts, noted Jets fan over on the Levitard show, and he always immediately goes to the place of assuming, hey, this can't last forever and something bad's going to happen. Like, it's okay to feel good about this. The Jets have a future Hall of Famer playing quarterback for him, coming off of last season where the defense gave you so much confidence. So it's incredible. This is a major moment. It's exciting to see this franchise take this big swing with a guy who, listen, is only a year removed from back-to-back MVPs. So there is absolutely a lot to be excited about. But now also the clock starts, because we know this is, you know, at best right now, a two-year experiment that you maybe hope goes for more. But that's all you can count on at this point.
Yeah, you know, Mike, it's funny because I was saying, I don't understand it. I'm in New York my whole life, living with New York sports and all that stuff. I don't understand how this can be looked at in a negative way whatsoever. And I don't even understand the logic of, well, if they don't win the Super Bowl or get to a Super Bowl, it's a failure. No, you just acquired Aaron freaking Rodgers. It's a success. I would have given up another first-round pick if I had to. Look at the quarterback play this team has had historically, specifically the last 13 years. You're telling me you wouldn't be beyond thrilled that Aaron Rodgers is now in the building? I mean, this is a great day.
Well, I completely agree. And listen, the idea that a Super Bowl is the metric, right? Like, it's Super Bowl or bust. Certainly, that's the goal. That's why you do this. But you're paying him to get close. You paid that premium to get close. And right now, the Jets have an opportunity in the most competitive half of football, right? The AFC is a juggernaut. It's full of all these great quarterbacks. We know all of that. But you need a guy that's going to have you in the conversation to get you in the dance. And the way the AFC East is situated right now, listen, Buffalo in the back half of last year started looking more flawed than we had been prepared for in a while. We know the Patriots are in a different mode right now. We know the Dolphins. Who knows if Tua Tagovailoa is going to be able to stay healthy? And so with the expanded playoffs, you just got to get to the dance. And then this is the NFL. It's who's healthiest at the right time is going to make it. But if you've got one of the difference makers at quarterback, you're in a better position than 90% of the league, and that's where the Jets find themselves.
Yeah, he put them in the conversation, whether they win. You're right. It's so foolish. Like, obviously, the goal is to win the Super Bowl, but that's how you're going to measure if the Jets, this trade was a success or not. I mean, give me a break. It's hard to do that. You know, what is Joe Burrow a failure because he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet? I mean, give me a break. At some point, you know, you have to understand that this is going to be about the ride as well, the journey. And I hate to sound corny because I hate that phrase, but Jet fans who haven't enjoyed anything, Mike. I mean, think about this. They haven't made the playoffs since 2010. They haven't enjoyed anything since Super Bowl III. You're not going to enjoy having Aaron Rodgers, an alpha male in your building where now the Jets can be the hammer for a change? My goodness.
Well, and I think if fans of organizations, you just want to see your team trying, right? There's somewhat franchises that see their teams cycle through anonymity, take low risks, low stakes risks. And even the Jets, they tried to do it through the draft. They took a big swing on the high end capital wise with Zach Wilson. But there's a difference of going out and ponying up for a known commodity like this and doing what it takes to get it over there. So I always think, as a fan myself and someone who enjoys watching sports, I like seeing people actually go after it, not just sit there and go down with the bat on their back.
Agreed. Go for it. And none of this Derek Carr stuff, none of this wait and see. Go all in for Aaron Rodgers. They did it. They got him. Now we get to watch and see what the results may be. We're talking with Mike Golic, Jr., DraftKings analyst. How about this draft tomorrow, Mike? You know, I just started looking at it over the last couple of days here, which is different for us in New York because it used to be, oh, the Jets and Giants both picking in the top five. What's it going to be? That's not the case this year after their successful years last year. But how about this draft overall, where it seems to be that there's a lot of unknowns, certainly even at the top of this draft?
Yeah, it's been amazing watching what we've done with this quarterback class, right? You're hearing in the news cycles, just starting really this week, people already pointing out, well, you look at next year and what we've got with the quarterbacks that are getting ready to come out right now, right? Reigning Heisman Trophy winner, Drake May at North Carolina. Always talking about, you know, these guys saying they'd be 1 and 2 this year. This is how we talked about this quarterback class last year, right? Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud are two of the best we've had come out in a long time as far as not only accomplished college players, but legitimate NFL talents. Anthony Richardson's doing things Cam Newton never thought of physically. Will Levis was thought of in that same vein. And we found a way to make this into more of a question mark than an exciting prospect of having a draft where we get to talk about this many quarterbacks on the top end. Like, listen, are we lacking in some certain areas outside of that? There's not really dominant outside receivers in this draft. Outside of the top couple of edge rushers, there's a few more question marks, but we got four quarterbacks, maybe even five, that could sneak into the first round of the draft, and that creates all of the movement and potential trades that, to me, make draft night the most enjoyable.
Is it, Mike, the Texans that hold basically all the cards to this draft? Are we assuming that the Panthers at this point are going Bryce Young?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair to assume at this point. The Texans are the wild card, and they've been the ones trying to throw up the most smoke around this situation, right? Because while most of us assume and say, hey, you're the Texans, you need a quarterback, this is no disrespect to Davis Mills and what they tried to do last year in a two-quarterback system, but it had you within earshot of the number one overall pick. So clearly, if you've got the opportunity to make a major upgrade, you need to take that opportunity. But we've seen the campaign against C.J. Stroud, whether it's the weird S2 scores or talk about his character, all that seems designed to try and deflate the value of a player that we expected would be off the board early. So whether Houston decides to, now it sounds like, not even take Will Anderson, the guy who's been the consensus best edge prospect in the draft, but Tyree Wilson, who is a certified freak show out of Texas Tech, they're going to be the first major chaos agent. And then it's Arizona and then Indianapolis. To me, 2, 3, and 4 become a fascinating exercise in who's holding the cards closest to the vest and who's going to drop the biggest hammer when it comes to draft day of those three teams.
And maybe the Colts luck out because the Colts obviously in the market for a quarterback. So if picks 2 and 3 are defensive players, then the Colts will get their pick of quarterback outside of Bryce Young. What would you do, though, Mike, evaluating this draft the way that you have? What would you do at number 2 if you're the Texans? You take a quarterback there, you trade down, you take a defensive player. What would you do?
I'd take C.J. Stroud. I'd take the quarterback there. I mean, you can make an argument C.J. Stroud could be the safer number one pick just because he's got the size that Bryce Young lacks, and he's also operated in an offense with NFL traits, been throwing to NFL receivers, and listen, can do everything accuracy-wise, arm strength-wise, and as we saw towards the end of the season, is mobile enough to get you out of trouble that would warrant a top-end pick like that. Because we know in a league now where offenses are meeting college quarterbacks halfway more than ever, chance to get these guys on the field and help erase some of the, we'll call it lack of talent at other positions on your offense, to have a quarterback that can overcome that is special, and I think it's what you need from young players more now than ever, and C.J. Stroud's got that, and so I would draft the quarterback there, and I would begin rebuilding the rest of your roster with DeMeco Ryans at the helm, having that most important question answered.
How do you look at the other quarterbacks, whether it's Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, who there's been some talk about him going first overall, how do you rank the other quarterbacks?
I would go Bryce Young off top, C.J. Stroud at two. And then after that, if I'm going to draft the guys that fall, I'd say more under the project label, right? I think they both defy that a little bit. But I would go Anthony Richardson first just because the set of gifts are so special. And he gets that label raw. So does Will Levis. But I think for both of them, Anthony Richardson does some things naturally in the pocket, already at a level that's far cleaner than some of the other toolsy guys that we usually see coming out of the draft. And the skill set is so elite and the gifts are so special. I'd want to see what I could do with that as I'm the coach. Because remember, he's only started 12 games. This was part of the appeal of Trey Lance, too, that's been undone by injury, is you've got really an open ball of clay to mold in your image if you're a coach. And then with Will Levis, he's been running NFL offenses for the last 2 years. Going back to when Liam Cohen, who was with the Los Angeles Rams before that and after 2021, he was running that kind of stuff, the offense that we see all over, the Shanahan-McVay stuff. And so he's got experience doing pro things already with a really elite physical skill set that I think is also enticing if you're an NFL head coach.
We're talking with Mike Golic, Jr., DraftKings analyst, going over the NFL draft taking place tomorrow, round one. All right, we mentioned the Jets a little bit, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to be moved back now because of the Rodgers trade from 13 to pick 15. Overall, it looks like, you know, you mentioned it, really not, we're not looking at wide receivers early in this draft, maybe a little bit later in the first round. A lot of linemen here, offensive linemen, may be expected to go where the Jets are picking at 15 or around there. What do you think the Jets will target, Mike, and what are we looking at as far as, you know, good value there at number 15?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was part of a mock draft today we were doing over at DraftKings, and Darnell Wright, the right tackle out of Tennessee, ended up falling to the Jets at that spot, and that would be an absolute coup for the Jets to be able to pull that off. Already working over on the right side, so you'd have him slot in there at a spot of need, and really one of my favorite players to watch this year leading into the draft. He had played over on the left side earlier in his career, but then it all clicked for him this year over on the right. And even in an offense that goes up tempo, he does things that translate to Sunday. He's incredibly powerful at his size, shoots out of his stance. He can get low and dig people out of there. He's got great hands and pass protection. And that's really your chief goal now, is to make sure, like you said, you protect Aaron Rodgers long enough so he can get the ball to Alan Lazard, get the ball to Garrett Wilson and those guys. And so I think if it was able to shake out like that, he's going to be in that conversation with Broderick Jones, with Skoronski out of Northwestern, and all these other guys for that top tackle spot. But I think there's a chance that he or one of those guys drops there that would be in great shape for the Jets.
If not one of those guys, any chance they go defense, and who would that guy be roughly around that 15 spot?
Yeah, I mean, so if you're looking roughly around that spot, I would say now you're starting to be in range for either some of the secondary edge guys. And so I'm not sure for the Jets if like a Nolan Smith would fit in that range. He's a little bit more of a tweener as an edge guy. You'd have Luke Van Ness out of Iowa, who's a guy that didn't get as many snaps down in and down out with that team, but incredible physical profile, really freaky dude there. Miles Murphy out of Clemson, another edge rusher, bigger body guy, though, incredibly impressive physical presence, even if he's not as twitchy of an athlete. So I think those are going to be the guys that are going to be available in that mid-range if the Jets were maybe looking to try and go defense on that side of the ball.
We're talking with Mike Golic Jr. A couple more for you here, Mike, before we let you go. We do appreciate your time. Mike Golic Jr., of course, analyst for DraftKings. How about the Giants? Unfamiliar territory. Giants picking so late in this first round here. Number 25 seems to be the popular thought that the Giants, look, we know they need receivers to help Daniel Jones out. They make the big trade to bring in Waller from the Raiders, but still could use a wide receiver. Is that where you have the Giants looking at wide receiver this late in the draft?
Yeah, I would think so. And this year's class is so interesting at wide receiver because it's predominantly slot players, right? So when you look at Jackson Smith and Jigba out of Ohio State is expected to be the top guy, but you even go down, Zay Flowers out of Boston College is a speedster. I mean, really, there's only one or two guys that would even, you know, Quentin Johnston out of TCU is probably the only outside receiver that we'd expect to go off the board, and he's a guy that, depending on what flavor of ice cream you like, could be available as we get later into the first round, but it's sort of a different class with that group, not extraordinary depth, and again, the top-end talent is all slot receivers, which, as we talk about in the NFL, very valuable in certain offenses, but still, I don't think has that same top-end capital that people want to spend as an outside receiver who really bends the defense.
Give me one guy, Mike, who you expect to drop or that you wouldn't touch that's expected to go maybe somewhere in the top 10 or something like that in this first round. One guy that maybe you expect to drop.
Well, you know what, who I'm excited to see if he drops or not, because it's a big test on where we're at with the position, is what happens with Bijan Robinson, right? Arguably one of the most talented players in this draft. I've seen some people mock him out at 10 to Philadelphia, an Eagles team that lost Miles Sanders off a really productive rushing attack that involves their quarterback last year. But it's also a position that people think, especially this year, really deep running back class, one of the deeper position groups in the draft, along with, I think, corner and tight end. Would a team spend that kind of top-end capital, or are we going to watch him push to the back end of the first round, which still seems rare for running backs these days, but he's just such an unbelievably rare skill set. People have comped him to Saquon Barkley, but I even think he's a more physical downhill player than that because he was allowed to be for so much of college. Saquon was running for his life behind an offensive line that didn't block for him much. Bijan Robinson is capital S special, and I want to see if the NFL is still willing to treat a player at that position with that skill set in the top 10 range.
Wow, that's got to be tempting. If he's that special, as you say, I mean, man, if he could drop to 16 or something like that, that's crazy. You got to be tempted if you're a team ahead of that. And then give me one guy, Mike, and we'll let you go after this one. Give me one guy who you think could be a sleeper in the first round.
Who? Sleeper in the first round? Honestly.
Somebody that jumps up, maybe that's not expected to. I mean, I know that Will Levis, we were talking about that a little bit. You have anybody else?
No. Well, I really think like the guy's going to end up being whatever Nolan Smith becomes if he lands in the right spot, because he is the freaky top five talent, but he's at a weight at about 240, 239 that's a little bit of a tweener. Hassan Reddick really, I think, cracked open the cookie jar on that for him last year. In the last couple of seasons, what he's been able to do, especially with the Philadelphia Eagles this last year, to see if you can find a home for a player like that. Because in general, drafting Georgia defensive players, that's blue chip stock. That's like Alabama defensive back, LSU DB. You want those guys in your huddle because you know they come from fine pedigree. And that's the same with front seven players at Georgia. And so he's a guy that, because of his size, could fall a little bit. But, the back end of the first round, you're dealing with teams that aren't as hamstrung as some of the really bad teams inside the top five. And maybe then you get in a situation where early he's a rotational guy, early you bring him in specialized situations and allow him to develop more of an NFL body going forward, and then maybe put that freaky skill set to work that we saw wow everyone at the combine.
Yeah, one of the mock drafts I'm looking at has my Atlanta Falcons taking Nolan Smith right now at number 8, as a matter of fact. Mike Golick Jr. of DraftKings. Mike, thank you so much, dude. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For six consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.